Two alleged gunmen who attacked a Honoka event at Sydney's Bondi Beach had travelled to the Philippines before the assault, which killed 15 people and appeared to be inspired by Islamic State, police said on Tuesday. The attack on Sunday was Australia's worst mass shooting in nearly 30 years, and is being investigated as an act of terrorism targeting the Jewish community. The death toll stands at 16, including one of the alleged gunmen, identified by police as Sajid Akram, 50, who was shot by police. The man's 24-year-old son and alleged accomplice, identified by local media as Naveed Akram, was in critical condition in hospital after also being shot. Australian police said on Tuesday both men had travelled to the Philippines last month and the purpose of the trip is under investigation. Philippines police have said they are investigating the matter. Islamic State-linked networks are known to operate in the Philippines and have wielded some influence in the south of the country. They have been reduced to weakened cells operating in the southern Mindanao Island in recent years, far from the scale of influence they wielded during the 2017 Marawi siege. Early indications point to a terrorist attack inspired by Islamic State, allegedly committed by a father and son, Australian Federal Police Commissioner Chrissy Barrett said at a news conference. These are the alleged actions of those who have aligned themselves with a terrorist organization, not a religion. Police also said the vehicle, which is registered to the younger male, contained improvised explosive devices and two homemade flags associated with ISIS, or Islamic State, a militant group designated by Australia and many other countries as a terrorist organization. The father and son allegedly fired upon hundreds of people at the festival during a roughly 10-minute killing spree at one of Australia's top tourist destinations, forcing people to flee and take shelter before both were shot by police. Some 25 survivors are receiving care in several Sydney hospitals, officials said. Memorial of Flowers. Israeli Ambassador Amir Maimon visited Bondi on Tuesday and urged the Australian government to take all required steps to secure the lives of Jews in Australia. Only Australians of Jewish faith are forced to worship their gods behind closed doors, CCTV guards, Maimon told reporters in Bondi, after laying flowers at the temporary memorial and paying his respects to the victims. "My heart is torn apart, it is insane." A string of anti-Semitic incidents in Australia has unfolded in the past 16 months, prompting the head of the nation's main intelligence agency to declare that anti-Semitism was his top priority in terms of threat to life. At Bondi, the beach was open on Tuesday but was largely empty under overcast skies as a growing memorial of flowers was established at the Bondi Pavilion, meters from the location of the shootings. Bondi is Sydney's best-known beach, located about 8.2 kilometres, 5 miles, from the city centre, and draws hundreds of thousands of international tourists each year. Olivia Robertson, 25, visited the memorial before work. "This is the country that our grandparents have come to for us to feel safe and to have opportunity," she said. "And now this has happened right here in our backyard. It's pretty shocking." Ahmed Al-Ahmed, the 43-year-old Muslim father of two who charged at one of the gunmen and seized his rifle, remains in a Sydney hospital with gunshot wounds. He has been hailed as a hero around the world, including by US President Donald Trump. A GoFundMe campaign set up for Ahmed has raised more than $1.9 million, $1.26 million. Tougher gun laws. Australia's gun laws are now being examined by the federal government, after police said Sajid Akram was a licensed gun owner and had 6 registered weapons. Akram received his gun license in 2023, not 2015 as had been earlier stated, police said on Tuesday. Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke said gun laws introduced by the previous Conservative Liberal National Coalition government following the Port Arthur massacre needed to be re-examined. Former Liberal Prime Minister John Howard, who introduced the gun restrictions in 1996, said on Tuesday he didn't want to see gun law reform become a diversion from the need to tackle anti-Semitism. "Albanese had let the Jewish community down," Howard told reporters. "He should have done more to fight anti-Semitism, a lot more," he said. The 15 victims ranged from a rabbi who was a father of 5, to a Holocaust survivor, to a 10-year-old girl named Matilda Britvin, according to interviews, officials and media reports. Two police officers remained in critical but stable condition in hospital, New South Wales police said. Matilda's aunt has spoken publicly of her family's heartbreak, saying they were devastated by her death. "I am beyond belief that this happened. I look on the phone and I am hoping it's like a little big joke, not real," Lena Chernick told 7 News Australia.